Welcome to the Wisdom Journey with author and Bible teacher Stephen Davey. When you ponder the work of Jesus Christ in bringing about your justification and redemption, it should give you a greater appreciation for the character of God. His love for you is vast, and the more you understand these truths, the more amazed you should be that He grants you all the benefits of salvation through faith alone. This lesson is called Doctrines That Determine Destiny.
Well, we're going to dig a little deeper today on our wisdom journey and cover three great doctrinal truths given to us here in Romans chapter 3. These doctrines are summed up in three key words. The first word is justification. Now, we've heard that word before, but Paul writes about it here in verse 24, that through Jesus Christ, sinners are justified by His grace as a gift. So, justification, by the way, that's God declaring the believer righteous, to be right with God. And that's on the basis of faith in His righteous Son, Jesus Christ. Again, justification isn't something we do for God, it's something God declares about us. Now, we've already talked about the fact that we are justified by sola fide, that is, faith alone. Well, now we come to the second key word, and that's the word redemption. Verse 24 tells us that justification is based upon the work of redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, the Greek word for redemption refers to the payment given to set a prisoner free. A redemption payment would also set a slave free. Over in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul writes that Christ has set us free. So we're set free from the guilt of sin, from enslavement to sin, from eternal punishment for sin, and by the way, I'm looking forward to this, from the very presence of sin one day in heaven. Jesus paid the price for our redemption. He effectively bought us out of the slave market of sin, and now we belong to Him. Well, now there's another key word. The third key word is propitiation. Now, that's not a word that we use very often. It's rather hard to pronounce. I had to practice it a couple of times earlier today. It might be hard to pronounce, but it's an important doctrine to understand. Verse 25 puts it this way, that God put forward Jesus Christ as a propitiation by His blood. Now, the word propitiation means satisfaction. It refers to a sacrifice that satisfies God's holy demand that sin be judged. This word propitiation appears again in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, which tells us that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So Jesus actually satisfied the justice of God the Father, and that means that the entire world can be invited to believe in Him. But I got to tell you, the reason propitiation is nearly a forgotten doctrine today is because people don't think God's ever going to judge sinners one day. People don't understand propitiation because they don't understand the need for it. And that's because they don't want anything to do with the Bible's promise that it is appointed unto man once to die, Hebrews 9:27 says, and after that, the judgment. Even a chapter over, in Hebrews chapter 10, it warns us that God's fiery judgment awaits the unbelieving world. Then in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that God is a consuming fire. You know, people today want to think of God as a cozy campfire or a soft candlelight, not a consuming fire. The truth is, there isn't any kind of fire extinguisher that can quench God's fiery judgment. There's nothing any human can do to satisfy God's holy justice and turn away His wrath. So here's where the doctrine of propitiation comes into play. The sacrificial death of Jesus Christ satisfied propitiated God the Father's justice and wrath against sinful humanity. Beloved, you will never have to face the wrath of God in fiery judgment if you place your faith in Jesus Christ. And that's because the wrath of God is already burned against Christ. And then it will never burn against those who've run to Christ for safety. Now, this raises a question that Paul is going to address here. How did Old Testament people who lived before Jesus find forgiveness from sin? Did God have a different plan of salvation for Old Testament believers, or did he just, you know, let them off the hook? Well, you might think that they all found forgiveness through animal sacrifices. But again, back to the book of Hebrews in chapter 10, we're told in verse 4 that it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Those animal sacrifices covered their sin, but it didn't take it away. So how can an Old Testament believer ever get into heaven? Well, the answer is found right here in Romans chapter 3 and verse 25. This, referring to the cross of Christ, was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance, that is his patience, he had passed over former sins. Well, these former sins refer to sins that were committed prior to the cross of Christ. The Lord passed over them. Temporarily, that is, he withheld eternal judgment against sin for a certain period of time. Well, this answer then goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. What happened when they sinned? Well, God could have condemned them to eternal punishment, but instead, he covered them with the skins of animals that he himself had put to death. And by this, God displayed the principle of substitutionary atonement. A substitute died for sinful humanity. And that, of course, now points all the way forward to the final substitute who will shed his blood to pay for sin and take sin away permanently. In the Old Testament, God incorporated this principle of atonement. Innocent animals were judged, so to speak, in the place of sinful humans. On the annual Day of Atonement, the high priest sprinkled the blood of the innocent sacrificial animal on the mercy seat that was the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, and God was temporarily satisfied for another year. But let me tell you, the sacrificial system in the Old Testament was temporary. The Day of Atonement was only good for 1 year. It was a covering, not a permanent solution. Permanent forgiveness would be offered through Christ alone. So think of it this way. Old Testament believers were saved on credit. They borrowed against that final payment for sin made by the Messiah. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid the bill and also completed the sacrificial system of atonement. So Old Testament believers went to heaven by faith in the sacrifice Jesus was going to make. Believers today go to heaven by faith in the sacrifice Jesus made now some 2,000 years ago. So don't miss this. God's plan of salvation has never changed. It is always through faith in the sinless substitute who died to pay for our sin. Now, does that mean that Old Testament believers way back then actually knew that a real person, the Messiah, would one day die for the sins of mankind? Oh, absolutely. Isaiah chapter 53 is one of many Old Testament passages that prophesy this. Listen to some phrases from Isaiah's prophecy. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. My servant will make many to be accounted righteous. He shall bear their iniquities. He poured out his soul in death. Here's one more. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So, beloved, Old Testament believers were saved by faith in the future death, sacrificial death, of their Messiah. New Testament believers are saved by faith in the past death of our Messiah. And let me tell you, everybody who goes to heaven gets there because of Jesus. There is not, and never has been, and never will be, any other way to heaven but through Jesus. Now, Paul goes on to say this about the cross of Christ here in verse 26. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he, God the Father, might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Here's how God is completely just. The penalty for sin had to be paid, and it was paid in full by Jesus. Well, because Jesus is God the Son, an infinite being, he's able to pay an infinite price for our sin. That's amazing. God was able to be just and at the same time justify sinners like you and me, those who, as verse 26 says here, those who have faith in Jesus. So you have these three key doctrines here: justification, redemption, and propitiation. These three doctrines will determine your eternal destiny. Have you come to faith in Christ by faith in him alone? If you have, you're safe. You've been saved from the wrath of God forever. Well, with that, we're out of time for today, beloved. Until we set sail again next time, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Stephen called this lesson, Doctrines That Determine Destiny. The Wisdom Journey is produced by Wisdom International. Stephen launched this ministry out of a desire to help you know what the Bible says, understand what it means, and apply it to your life. I hope you're finding that to be true as you join us each weekday. We have other resources available to equip you in your walk with God. Learn more about our ministry at wisdomonline.org. Spend some time exploring that site. It's filled with biblically faithful resources. You'll find all of the previous lessons of this wisdom journey, Stephen's collection of full-length sermons, articles that he's written, and more. You can also browse his collection of books and print resources. All of that is at wisdomonline.org. Our email address is info@wisdomonline.org. Join us again next time to continue your wisdom journey.